Welcome to Maseches Baba Basra, Perek Dal, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 4, Mishnah 8. The Mishnah begins. Hamoicher es hasada. Someone sells a field and he doesn't specify anything in the sale. Macher es ha'avonim shein letzarka. He sells the stones that are kind of organized to be a fence, some type of barrier around it. Ves ha'konim shabakerim shein letzarka. Similarly, if there happens to be stakes in a vineyard that support the grapevines, which are stuck into the ground, those are included in the sale as well. Also, if there is standing grain that's willing, ready to be harvested, even though the harvest season may have already passed, but if he buys it, he gets the standing grain as well. He can harvest it and he can use it. He's also sold him the mechitza, the fence made of reeds. As long as the area that it covers is less than a base roiva hakav, a fourth of a kav, that means it's impossible to plant there more than a quarter of a kav of tavua, of grain, of kernels. That type of fence is considered the purchaser's. Vesa shoymera. He also sells him the little watchman's hut. Shein asui betit. As long as it's very temporary and it's not made with cement, so then that's included in the sale. Vesa charuv. He also sells him the carob trees, she'enoi morkov, that have not yet been grafted with another tree, so they're considered very much in the early stages, and therefore they're considered part of the field. Ves besulas hashikma. Similarly, he sells him the sycamore tree, as long as it's young, and haven't yet started cutting off branches, which means to say that it's still considered in its very early stages. Again, it's considered as part of the field, and then the halacha is that the purchaser owns it. Let's see Mishnah Tes, Mishnah 9. But if a person sells a field to his friend and he doesn't specify anything not included in the sale, is stones, large stones that are not in a gather, they're not in a little fence around it. Similarly, the stakes that are in the vineyard that one does not need to use for growing the grapes. Also, any type of harvested wheat or barley, whatever it is not part of the sale. Bizman Shamalay, however, says the Mishnah. If let's say the seller says to the buyer, he b'chol masha b'slecha, that I'm selling you it and everything that is in the field itself, as we've seen in the previous Mishnayos, hare kula mechurim, then even the stones and these posts and the harvested grain are all included in this sale. However, says the Mishnah, benkach o benkach, even if he said I'm selling you the field and everything that's inside of it, lo yimachar, he does not mean to include in the sale les mechitzas hakonim shibes reva, a fence of reeds that can produce more than a roiva, as we've seen previously. He also is not selling him the guardsman booth if it already has plaster on it, because that's considered more substantial. If he has a carob tree that's already been grafted, he doesn't mean to sell that. And he also doesn't mean to sell the sycamore tree that they've already started harvesting from it, so it's a larger tree. And not a pit. And not a winery, v'leis ha'shevach, and not a birdhouse, bein charevin, whether they are not in use, bein yeshuvin, whether it's full, the pit or something is full of water, or the vats of the wine press are full of grapes. V'tzarech likach leiderech. Additionally, the seller has to purchase a way to get to the wine press, a way to get to the birdhouse, because if not, he has no way to get it, and it's not included in his sale, the right to get through. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva, as we saw in Mishnah Beis, this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. He doesn't have to buy and purchase a way to get there, because assumed in the sale is that he has the rights, at least to access those areas that are still his. Rabbi Akiva would agree, Bizman Sha'amalai, that if the seller tells the buyer, Chutz Meyelu, he says specifically that he's not selling these, Sheina Tzarech Likach Leiderech, then he doesn't have to purchase a way, because since there was no reason to speak out this condition, we say that what he means to say is, I'm not selling you this birdhouse, for example, and I retain the right to go to that birdhouse. Mechar la'acher. Let's say a fellow, the seller, sells the pit, he sells the birdhouse to somebody else, and he leaves the field for himself. Rabbi Akiva says, Einoi tzarech likach leiderech. He doesn't have to purchase a way to get there. That the purchaser has to purchase a way, access, from the seller himself. Says the Mishnah, Bamedvar Mamurim, when do all these halachas apply that we said, that there's certain things that are not included in the sale, even if you specify everything that's inside of it? b'moicher, when a person sells something, because things should have been specified. If they were not specified, therefore they're not included. Avo b'noisei matono, but if a fellow gives a field to somebody else as a gift, noisein es kulam, he means to give him every single thing that's included in it. Similarly, ha'achin shecholku, let's say brothers divide their inheritance, zachu basada, zachu b'kulam. The fellow that gets the field gets everything that's in the field. We'll see him at Hashem the rest of this Mishnah next week on Sunday. Wishing you a beautiful Shabbos.